Welcome to the Marketing Genius Podcast, a show where we interview the most influential people in real estate to teach you how to generate leads, build a brand, and convert more customers. What's up, everybody? Grant Wise here. Welcome to the Marketing Genius Podcast. Excited for my interview today. I've got Mr. Chris Cubberness of Cub & Co. on, who's going to jump on and add a ton of value to you guys. Chris is heavily integrated, master of social media marketing, digital marketing, and he is going to hopefully blow you guys away today with some valuable nuggets you can take and implement in your own businesses. So Chris, thanks for jumping on, man.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm super excited.
Love it. Let's dive right into this. Who is Chris Cubby and how did you get to where you are today?
That's a deep question. Who am I? No, I guess, how did this whole thing start? I was kind of a weird kid. I'll say that straight out. When I was very young, I knew I wanted to be into marketing. When I was 12 years old, I would basically like watch TV and criticize the ads on TV and, you know, go through the newspaper and criticize the advertising there. And my parents thought I was super weird. And so I asked them to buy me this book, which was like 100 jobs in advertising. And I read it cover to cover. And I was super interested in marketing and advertising, like really young age. And then fast forward a couple of years, I did an internship at an ad agency at 14, you know, sweeping floors, getting coffee. By 16, I was doing graphic design, building websites, HTML newsletters were coming in, e-commerce was coming in at that time. And I basically, you know, set myself on a path to be in marketing. I went to school for communications. After school, I moved to Toronto, Canada. Pursued a career in venture capital, actually, helping their portfolio of companies rebrand, remarket, go to market, stuff like that. And then in 2008, I moved to Denmark, married a Dane. We have a couple of kids now. I worked both for advertising agencies and also on client side. And then, you know, when I went on my own and started my own agency, I really started pursuing personal branding, getting myself out there, doing content, really heavy on Snapchat. Basically just building my company ever since 2016 we started.
What does your company do specifically?
We do mostly social media content and management and campaigns for, I would say, mid to large brands. We work a lot with pharmaceutical companies. Some of the largest pharmaceutical companies come to us for content. But we also do a lot of fast-moving consumer goods as well, B2B as well. It's kind of actually a broad, really broad mix of clients. So we do social media content, campaigns, and management.
Nice. What's the best way to create really engaging content here October 30th, 2019?
That's a good question. I mean, I don't want to give the whole like consultancy copo question, like it depends, but oftentimes it does. I think the best kind of content is where you really understand the audience. You understand the people that you're trying to target and you're mixing context with content, meaning like highly engaging content, but within a context that really works for that audience. And I would say the best method to find that out is actually testing. You know, a lot of people talk about the great marketing powerhouse that is Facebook, and I'm going to reiterate that or echo that statement is that, you know, with Facebook or Instagram ads, you can A/B split test everything and find out what content is working for your audience right now within the next 24 hours, and it costs so little. So I would say like what's working right now in terms of social media content is stuff that works really, like really focus on what's working for your audience and test the hell out of it.
What am I looking for when I'm doing these tests? Am I looking at numbers on a report? Am I paying attention to what gets me the most communication back? Like what am I looking for when I do these tests?
Normally it's really depending on what you're going for. I mean, a lot of companies will look at reach. I look at shareability. So when we go through our client stuff, we're looking at engagement and shareability, which is basically, are people commenting, discussing, creating conversations around the product, the brand, the content, and are they sharing it? Because that's where you're going to get a little bit of virality, and I hate using the term, but that's where you're going to get your greater reach, your greater impressions, and actually when it resonates with somebody, when they care about the content, they're going to share the content. If they don't care about it, then they're just going to pass by it and maybe not even give it a like. So a lot of people will focus on views. We don't look at those numbers that much. That doesn't mean that much. For us, it's really about engagement and shares.
Nice. So Sam, a realtor, that's who most of our listeners are. What information, and this is like the number one question that most realtors will turn around and ask you. You'll say, create content on Facebook or Instagram or YouTube, wherever your customer is. Okay, what do I say?
What content?
What do I say? Yeah. How do I do that due diligence? Like, how do I get what you're saying, put stuff out there, split test it. But I want to go like a level deeper to that. How do I know what to split test? Where do I go try to find this information that tells me what my customers or my followers are going to want to hear from me?
This is really about being in the tribe. So for example, if you're a realtor, you're talking with customers all the time. You're talking with people that are buying houses, right? And I assume that's the audience that you want. You want people buying houses and people selling houses. And if you're in the tribe, if you're in the community of buying and or helping people buy and helping people sell their homes, you already have a sense of what are the hot topics, like what are they asking you, what are they searching for when they come to you. And if you're not paying attention to those things, you really should. You should start writing those things down and saying, oh, you know what, they asked me a lot about mortgage financing, they asked me about what is the neighborhood like? What are the schools nearby? Whatever it is, like how much is this per square meter? All those are square foot, sorry. I'm living in Denmark now, so it's always square meter. But so, you know, if you really sit down and you think about what are the common things and common challenges that home buyers and home sellers face, then you try to create your unique content based on that. And you really have to look at what is your competitors doing in terms of that content and how can you provide something better or different. It doesn't even need to be better. It just needs to be a different angle into it. Maybe so your competitors. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, sorry. Go ahead. Finish your.
No. I was just going to say maybe they're doing very dry content. Maybe it's very like very, public service announcement type of content. Maybe you can spice it up a bit and do something a little bit more entertaining.
So what you're saying is use your everyday experiences as a real estate professional as your content topics.
Yes, absolutely. And I think you can also take it one step further because you can look at the real estate industry. You can look at any industry, like specifically mine, marketing. And there's a lot of marketers that are, you know, full of hot air, and there's a lot of traps that people can fall into if they're not careful about what advice to take. And I get that, like, that's hard. There's a lot of advice everywhere. And I think as a real estate agent or as somebody in that type of environment, you can really stand out by being transparent, right? And being very authentic and showing, you know, what are the issues, like what to watch, what to look for when you're trying to hire your first real estate agent. How to get you can even work against yourself in some ways by saying like, here's how to negotiate a better rate, or here's how to negotiate this. Here's how to deal with this type of realtor. Here's how to deal with that type of realtor. If you really want to be in the community and help potential customers, then you kind of also need to look at your industry as a whole and say, how can I improve this industry? How can I do better across the board? And that's a really good place to start.
I love it. When you're developing a brand, what does that mean? What's that mean to you? What's a brand? Let's define that.
Yeah, that's a difficult one. I think people have struggled with that for years. I really like what's his name's? Oh man, my brain is not working today. The owner of Amazon.
Jeff Bezos.
Jeff Bezos, yes. Jesus, yeah. Holy crap. I really like his definition where he's like, a brand is not like a logo or something like that. A brand is what is not what you're saying, it's what your customers are saying behind your back, or something to that effect. And I think that's a really good way of looking at it. It's about reputation. It's about what sort of things embody what you're about, the values, I would say. Like if you look at Nike, which is a fantastic brand, everybody knows they're about empowering people, right? They're about empowering people to do better. And that is a spirit that goes across on everything they do. It goes across to the logo. It goes across to the Just Do It slogan. It goes across how they advertise. It also goes across how they create content. So they create a lot of content that inspires people and gives people a feeling of empowerment. And it's tips to get them there, right? So a lot of it's like, hey, we're going to teach you how to work out better. We're going to teach you how to run better. We're going to teach you how to do this better. We're going to teach you how to play basketball better, whatever those things are. And if you're building a brand, you should start with those sort of things. Like, what are we going to stand for? What is our value going to be beyond just our product? But it is like when people use our service or wear our jeans or, you know, eat our chocolate bar, what is the end spirit or embodiment that we want them to have with this?
Yeah, I really like what you said there. My next question going into that was like, how do you communicate, you know, what your brand is to the world? But I think you said it perfectly when you use Nike as an example. You know, if their brand is basically empowerment, empowering people, and their commercials, their graphics, their social channels, like everything communicates how to, you know, maybe empower yourself or those different types of things. So I think that's a great way to look at, you know, a real estate agent developing a personal brand, you know, figuring out what you want your brand to really be defined as, like what your goal is there. And then you're really simply just communicating that in maybe the videos you create or the memes you build or the experiences that you try to get people to have.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, and it's not going to be the same for everyone. Like say your real estate agent, you're like, I want people to have a lot of fun when they buy a house. I want this to be a fun experience. A lot of people think it's a stressful experience. It's hard. You got to go up to these places. It's stressful. Maybe you're like, I want to be the calm, or I want to be the fun, or I want to be the serious real estate agent, or I want to give people a sense of, maybe that's an empowerment thing as well. I mean, people feel empowered when they're buying their house. I don't want them to feel confused. I want them to feel like they to have this in full control. So I think there's a lot of things that you can do with that. Or you could be the arrogant real estate agent. There's, you know, you could be the really loudmouth real estate agent. Want people to feel, you know, that they can trust you or they can not trust you. I don't know. Like, it really depends on what you want to do and what also resonates with your audience. Because that's the other thing. I mean, don't create a personal brand that's not going to work. You also have to think about the audience.
Yeah, that was the next question I was going to ask you is like, am I just, you know, spraying this information against the wall and seeing what sticks, or, you know, is developing a niche important, or, you know, how do I really kind of dial that in?
I would say it's kind of a mix of the both, meaning that what I've noticed throughout the development of my own personal brand is that some things stick. Some things resonate, and that's just a part of my personality, right? Like I'm not for everybody, right? So you have to understand that as a brand, you can't appeal to everyone. So when you start putting out content, you start, you know, expressing yourself, you're going to find that there's things that people resonate to you about. Like if it's, for example, maybe it's your authenticity, or maybe it's your humor, or maybe it's your, you know, your whatever it is, your backstory. Maybe you've got a really great backstory of how you got into real estate, or something like that. Like, you're going to have to see what is your audience connecting with, and then try to utilize that more and try to tap into that more.
I love it, man. How do I give me some tactical advice here? I've developed kind of my avatar and gotten a great idea of what I want my personal brand to say about me, and how I want to communicate that. How do I get this message out into the world? Is it socially driven? Is it done through print? Am I buying billboards? Give me some tactical advice in today's modern world. You know, what's the 1, 2, 3? What do I need to do first, second, third to go start really connecting with my audience?
I would say there's many ways about it. I think what's worked well for me is going to social first. I think that the medium of just basically video on Instagram stories and Snapchat has really helped my brand a lot. I would say those are great places to start. I think Facebook is also a fantastic place because you're probably getting more of the home buyer demographic on these locations, like versus going out on TikTok, for example, or going out on, I mean, LinkedIn would probably also be very good, but it is still a very much a CV business, even though that's changing quite a bit. I have seen some successful real estate agents doing some work there as well. But I would say, like, go to social first, start putting out content, seeing what's working, really connecting with your audience, and then taking that a step further, meaning like once you find out what pieces of content are resonating, expand upon them. So for example, say you did some, you know, an Instagram story about how to choose a right home inspector, or what kind of different mortgages are out there that are interesting, or what are the hot areas in your area that you should be looking at buying a house in, all these types of things, like, and just seeing which resonates with an audience. And then from that, building upon that. So you could go to a blog post, you could go to a podcast, you could say, okay, now I'm going to do a PDF guide on this. So there's some lead gen content here. But I think the best place to sandbox stuff, really find out what's working, is go straight to social. And social video seems to be one of the clear indicators, or the clear sort of testing places now, I think, where you really see, okay, that got some traction, that worked, people commented, people DM me, looks like this could be a winner for some additional content, and then building it up from there and doing it over and over and over again and trying to milk the hell out of whatever you've done.
I love it. Man, I really appreciate you stopping by today and adding a ton of value to our following. What's the best way that somebody could turn around and connect with you and ask you more questions?
You know, I think Instagram is the best. I think if you come find me at instagram.com/ChrisCubby, which is ChrisCubby, and DM me. Let me know you heard this episode. Say, hey, man, I heard you on the podcast, and would love to connect, and I'll follow you back, and we can have a chat there. So if you're listening, hit me up, DM me, slide into my DMs, and we'll connect.
Love it, man. I really appreciate you stopping by. It was a ton of incredibly valuable information, insight, and information somebody could take and go apply in their business. If you're listening to this podcast today, I hope that you do those things. More specifically, I hope you follow Chris, continue to engage with him, and we'll make sure that we link up all the ways that you can connect with him in the show notes. Thanks again, Chris, for stopping by, man. I really, really appreciate you taking the time. It means a lot.
Thanks, Grant. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thank you guys for continuing to listen to the Marketing Genius Podcast. Continue to check us out on our website, rate us on iTunes and Google Play. We'll see you on the next episode. Peace. Thank you for listening to the Marketing Genius Podcast. Please make sure you remember to rate us on iTunes and Google Play so we can continue to bring you interviews of some of the most influential people in real estate to help you grow your business.